For 30 years, Jesus lived life like everyone else around him. Though he obviously spent much time in the synagogue learning, studying, asking questions, and discussing, he didn't do anything until the timing was right. As he began his ministry, he gathered together disciples and taught them, but he didn't do miracles at first. His mother, however, knew that he was capable of them. Mary and Jesus were at a wedding when the wine ran out. This was an unexpected catastrophe for the bride and groom and their families, and Mary wanted to help. She told Jesus the problem. He responded by saying, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." Undaunted, she told the servants to do whatever Jesus told them. He gave directions for them to fill water pots with water and serve it to the master of the feast. Of course, we all know that he turned the water into wine. Though it wasn't yet time for him to publicly reveal his power, when his mother came to him for help in a time of need, he granted her request. This was the first of his miracles, and because of it, his disciples believed in him. How hard it must have been for Mary, knowing who Jesus was and what he was sent to do, but having to wait for him to reveal himself to the rest of the world. I'm Sharon Wilharm, host of All God's Women and author of Women of Prayer Bible Study. Learn more about Mary at the wedding and all the other women in the Bible at my website at allgodswomen.com. If you enjoy listening to All God's Women podcast and radio show, you're going to love my brand new Women of Prayer Bible study. Get to know the character of God by studying the prayers of women in the Bible. Grab your copy today, available in paperback and Kindle.